Okay, good morning and welcome, Rav Bosai. I just wanted to add a few ha'aros to what we discussed last time. First of all, there's an interesting discussion in the Rush. First of all, all the Rishonim have a discussion. I decided to save this to look at a little later, but I put the Yagrama in brackets last time. What about Chazaka for Hesperia? Generally, if someone does something that's masking someone in terms of neighbors, if there's such thing as a Chazaka, right? If a Mochsa to do it, I do it for a long time. We'll have to see all the different details later in this Perek. If you didn't say anything, then sort of like third pair of pesachs in the shanim, if I'm on your land for 3 years, you don't say anything, it proves it's mine. If I do something that might damage your land for a while, and you don't say anything, eventually that proves that I have the right to do so. Is there chazaka for hezekriya? Let's say we don't put up a wall for a long time and no one says anything, my mochsa can be hezekriya. That is a big machlokas, rishonim. That is a big machlokas for shonim. And Yad Rama talks about it in, I think, that was what I put brackets last time, whichever simon it ended up being, whatever was in the brackets in the last sheet, which is yes, in Cafe, exactly. He gave a whole bunch of reasons. Basically, everyone has a whole bunch of technical reasons, which we'll get. So I think that'll time to something later as to why Chazaka wouldn't work. But the Yagma adds one other factor, which says in Simon Kafei, because it's an Isra. That's the Yagma Lashutase that we mentioned that time. He says Chazaka doesn't work, because Chazaka can work for something that's pure Big Adam. Lachamiro, if you don't mind and I don't mind, then nobody minds. But if you have something that is an Israel government, the Afghan, the Ach, the Dari, the Kami, Shani, Lo, Kaima, Lo, Kavan, Kada, etc., etc., Ma'od, many, many reasons. And at the very end, he quotes by Chatzur and other things that you always look at the guy, be served by the Kamachazki. It's an Isser. It's not just Vener Lachavir. It's an Isser that there be Machzik. You know, Shin Perkas, the Batri, put the Pasuk, be quoted by Yaris, the Shal Shokin, the Shmata, Mavra, Rosh, and he was came for Banam Zelazet. Amanami, Isurinami, Ekam, Leslie, Chazaka, the In Chazaka, Le Isurin. Okay, so if we had what we discussed, is it just Ben Al-Mahabiro, or is it also Isser? And again, I don't mean the Isser of doing something that annoys your friend, that's Ben Al-Mahabiro. I mean, Sneas Tidusha, Ben Adam Al-Makom, the Nafgamina we mentioned was Minhag, right? What a Minhag, that might be one reason a Minhag is not effective. So another Nafgamina the Isser, right? So what we mentioned last time was maybe Minhag, right? And then likewise, you could have Chazaka, Minhag, right? What we see, said the Ramah and the Rashba called Minhag doesn't exempt because of the Isser. Right, and you can also say, although there could be other reasons why you could say the Minhag doesn't exempt you, right? What would you say if it's just in Adam Machadeiro, then Minhag might exempt you? That depends whether we hold a Ol Minhag or not a Ol Minhag, which is a discussion that Fleet Nether we're going to. Which discussion that Blee Netter we're going to get back to. The logical minhag might exempt you, or might be an illogical minhag. Another place where this comes up is chazaka. Right, you see how it's very similar. Another place this comes up is chazaka. Does chazaka exempt you or not? Says the Yad Rama, one of his many reasons. Rama says chazaka doesn't work. You want these? Because of the iser. Right, if it's an iser, you can't have a chazaka if it's being done be iser. Can't say I did an avera for a long time, and now I'm muchzik and I can do it. There's no chazaka for isurin if it's just been a machamero. Then maybe chazaka might work. Or there are many technical issues of chazaka, which Bli Neder we will get. Get to. Okay, it's assuming that it's also remodeling someone if they don't let me, but if they don't mind, there's no problem, right?
Correct.
Sorry, Nezik is also an Isser, but it's an Isser that depends what the two people agree amongst themselves, right? That's why, I don't like to call it Nezik versus Isser, because this would be Mazik, but I like to call it Nezik versus the other Lamakum. Okay, now, this ties into the line of the Rashbam and Daf Samach. We saw this Rashbam in Daf Samach, who says, Lo yetach ad mochatzor shulvin, afilo hecha yishlo chazal. Also, talk about Nesach and Yepesach, Chalut and Yepesach. Right, I can't open the door, or my window, open into your door, open the door, my window, look into your window, I can't do this. Add the Rashbam, an interesting line, even if I'm mochzat. What does that mean? Even if I've done it for 3 years and no one's minded, et cetera, et cetera, I still can't do it. You can still tell me, board up your window. Chazaka doesn't work. Why even chazaka? It doesn't work. So if you look at Beis Yosef, he quotes this Rashbam and said that the Rashbam must hold that there's no chazaka for Hezekriya. And we hold there is chazaka for Hezekriya. Okay, so he just views this Rashbam as part of this machlokas about chazaka for Hezekriya. But the Gra says, Pesach Kineged, Rashbam Masnishish, the first Mashnish, I read it, I don't know, the Gra is a little hard to figure what you're saying. The Rashbam says in the Mishnah that even if there's a chazaka, you still can't look in someone's house. Why does he say that? Why does the Rashbam have to add chazaka in the Mishnah? What does the Gra say? It says, you know why the Rashbam adds chazaka here? Because what it says, you can't open a window or door to a chotzer. Can't open your window or door to a chotzer if it's facing the other guy's window or door. Right? Meaning connected. I can't open a chalom to the chotzer if it's facing your chalom. Says the brother, Rashbam was bothered by something. I can't open a chalom to the chotzer regardless, because this has Bri and a chotzer. What do you mean I can't open a window to the chotzer that's looking into your window? I can't open a window that's looking into the chotzer. Because what if it has Bri? So he says, no. What the Rashbam meant is, normally, chazaka is matir has a bria. But for a Pesach, connected Pesach, even chazaka is not matir. Meaning, if the Gra is saying, I understand, he writes it correctly, Kedarka, Kodesh, the Gra. If there's no chazaka, even without looking into your window, I can't open anything. Because I can't do has a bria. But with the chazaka, I can do has a bria. But not if it's looking into your house. Why? Because chazaka doesn't work for Isser, it only works for what is the grossing we had on the last board? We want, is there an Isser aspect around you? The Gershon maybe says there's no Isser aspect. Yeah. I mean, no minimal aspect. Right? The Yad Rama and the Shad Rashba said there's always a minimal aspect. Says the Rashbam, what do we do here with Chazaka? Says the Rashbam with the Gra against the Beis Yosef.
Yose says, the response says, even Bavakam Chazaka, you can't do Hezbriya. He means all Hezbriya. The verse says, no, he means only Pesach, Neged Pesach, only looking to a house. What is the response basically saying, according to the Gra? He says, Hezek Re'iyah Dechatzer is mutter in Hezek. Hezek Re'iyah Debayis is Aser Afilu Hezek, and that's how he reads the Rashbam. Pesach, Neged Pesach, we've been dealing with Hezek Re'iyah many times this Masechta. We're in the Samach already. All of a sudden, Samach says Pesach, Neged Pesach, Chaluk, Neged Chaluk. I'm not only looking at your outdoors, at your garden, I'm looking at your house. That even doesn't work for this Chazaka. Normally, Chazaka would help for Hezek Re'iyah, but in the house it doesn't. Why? This is the Tzvei Dina that we said. We thought there's a Pasha shot, but I want to find someone actually says it. What's the Svara? The Svara is very Pasha. He says, this is Midin Isser, and this is Midin Hezek. Midin Hezek, Chazaka works like all Hezek. Well, he did answer one chazaka. So basically, the Rashbam is halfway towards the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says, "Astonishing, Rashi will agree." Restless, but at least the Yad Ramah says chazaka doesn't work for Hezek Re'iyah. Lots of people technical reasons. What kind of detailed technical reasons? He says chazaka doesn't work to matter Hezek Re'iyah because that's an answer. He says Rashbam half and half. Chotzer, chazaka works. Bias is an issue, so Chazaka doesn't work. And that's what we wanted to say. Is there an issue? Right? Is there any sort of Ben Adam Lamako? Right? We said, Rabbi Gershom says, maybe not. Maybe he means not. It's just Hezek. The Rashbam, the Fibra, says bias, yes. Chotzer, no. So only in a bias does up with the work. Not for technical reasons, it's the Yisra reason. It says the Yisra Lamachaskina and the Ramah and the Shalashma say yes, even Chotzer. Okay, I know that's on the board. We just fill in the Rashbam with the Grah. That's as far as the Yisra aspect. The one other, I guess, one other technical point, maybe we'll come back to it. But if a lot of doesn't patter you as it be up a lot of the words look for it pop as we turn up that voice it's more summer than there. How do you get out of that? So the rationale and have two ways of getting out of it. We'll come back to the secretary either like the Rishali that minute doesn't pop you as a green of Gina. Always a little ball for Gina and it doesn't depend on the minute like Rishali. Or that's goof a part of my slogan. Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek, then Dina is more covered than Chotzer. But if Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, then Chotzer is more covered than Dina. Let's just go into the technicality, but we'll focus on the board. Uman da Amma. Ayo, live nos hotel be Chotzer. Ba afilo in Makom. Shenagu shalo live nos. Right, which we pointed out was Machlokes Rishonim, which Rishonim did we quote? Rabbi Yom, who did we quote? Right? How about Rabbi Yom's proof? Right? How about Rabbi Yom's proof, which is based on two assumptions? What was this two step proof? Number one, that minhag is poter. It says, don't place the buckle this to fill the wall. But if the minhag is not to fill the wall, you don't have to. And number two, Gina is amura mifatzer. How do we know? The man of Hezbri and Lav Shmei Hezek defends this to Hezek. The Gina, right? The man of Lav Shmei Hezek, the fatzer, poter. Mishnei Hezek Bidina. How do you get out of that proof for the Rashba and the Ran and the Shonen? Well, one of the Rashba and the Ran is okay. Two options. Either number one, like the Shalmi, at a Grubhub Medina Razor. At you. Half the people regardless of the Midhut, to why the press. The Mafi sounds like it depends on the Midhut. Somehow you have to think you're going to correct that idea, right? Or just say, no, this is machlokes, manda omar shmei hezek, that chatzar is chatzar. And manda omar lav shmei hezek, that is chatzar. That gufa depends on the machlokes. If you hold hezek shmei hezek, your chatzar is much worse than gina. If you hold shmei hezek, your gina is much worse than chatzar. Why is that? We'll see what's going on. But later, in the once one of the machlokes can be that gina is injected. Anyone know what's the damage of the gina? What can happen? It can damage the crops. Crops are worth money. What's the damage of Hezek being a chatzar? Will it damage your property? Will it, like, physically destroy anything? No, it will personally upset, right? It will make you feel bad. So it could be that one way of analyzing why this is that, you know, Manda Relash Day has a cold. That the sort of feeling of, let's see here. Loss of privacy is not a hezek. If loss of privacy is not a hezek, then obviously Gina is more common. This officer does not have a hezek. Thus, one of the Schnee hezek holds that loss of privacy is a hazard. What's loss of privacy is a hazard? What's worse? Lose your privacy or lose your privacy? No longer your privacy is reported. So, once loss of privacy is a hazard, then obviously, of course, and props. Okay, so, again, if you want to say, Rabbi Yona says, minhag, if the minhag is, no one builds walls, no one builds walls for execution. The Rosh and the Ron and most of the children, they say, no, even if the minhag is not to build walls, they'll have to build a wall for execution. Yeah, either because it's illogical minhag, or because the minhag is what about the, proof? Or saying, no, that's good for the machlok business. One man, the Amar, who says Gina is more chumra, because he doesn't care about feelings and privacy. But we, Basla and Manda, really do care about feelings and privacy. Once we have that man, the Amar, once we are legally recognized, it goes a little worse. The question is whether it's legally recognized. Okay. One last ha'ara I wanted to point out before we go into the tangent for a bit. And then we'll come back to other things in this mission when we get to the Gemara, of course, is the Rush. The Rush has an interesting discussion in Siman Vav. What about Mechila? What if I am Mochel? Explicit. Not Chazaka, you think I'm Mochel, you claim I'm Mochel. We suspect people are Mochel. We have two Edom, in front of two Edom, I say, Dovi, I'm Mochel, you don't have to go along. Is that valid or not? Very few Mishonim discuss it. Says the Rush. In Sif Vav. What? Oh, this rush was in Bet. Sorry, I apologize. Abalim Yeja Edom Shemachwa Shufin Zelazel Hezek Re'il Shubin Yichol Lach Rehem. If they're Edom, they're Mochel, they can't revoke their Mechila.
Why? Even though, if I tell you, you can rip my shirt, or you can break my vase, I can change my mind. Any condition to be masculine in the future, I'm allowed to retract. Also, you can smash my car whenever you want. I can retract. Why? Because a mechila about something that hasn't happened yet is not really valid, retractable. So if I'm mochel and the hezek b'riya, because here it's not about the future. It's about right now. You owe me money. I can sue you for half a wall. You can sue me for half a wall. What does the rush say? Mechila doesn't work for future hezek. Rather, it works until you retract it. If I say you're allowed to rip my shirt, I can say change my mind. For hezekriya. If I say you're allowed to hezekriya, I can't change my mind. Why? It's not about the future hezekriya. It's about the chiyuv to build a wall. And once I told you don't have to build a wall, I was mochel the chov mamon of half the wall. Okay. This rush, this is not pasha to me that this rush is correct. And, you know, we talked about minhag, talked about chazaka, what are the three ways you can get a pizza? The minhag is I have to do it. It's chazaka that you don't want me to do it. Or chibam, precious, right? What about the chibam? Let's just see what the rush says. Says the rush, if I am mochel future hezek, I can retract. If I mochel wall, I can't retract. Why? Because it was a chov mamon of half a wall. And once I'm mochel chov mamon that you owe me, I can't ask you to pay again, right? If you owe me $100 and mochel, I can't change my mind. What's shot in this rush? He's separating this from regular hezek. Regular hezek, if I'm mochel, I say, do what you want, I can retract. It's not a binding mechila. Meaning, if you like to retract, you can do what you want, but it's not a binding mechila. If I'm mochel this, it's a binding mechila. What's the svara for this rush? So I can think of two svara for this rush. What's a svara? One svara could have to do, and that's why I bring it up, with the first haki we had on the first board last time. What do we ask? Is hezek re'ia mamish hezek? Is it real hezek? Or is it what we call kinyan shechinim? Is it just shechinim get along with each other? Maybe what the rush means is real hezek. Of course you can't be mochel hezek. You always retract. But this is a real hezek. Why? That's not a real mazik. We're just living in our land. This is just achi of the shechinim have to get along with each other. Ah, it's just achi of you have to get along with me. And I can be mochel that. So, one say, we have the chakira on the board, nicha, what we call that chakira, when we put it on the board. Okay, good. Lefi hatzad, shel, yachasei shcheinim, le'umat, as opposed to, hezek mamash. If you say, we're not dealing with a real hezek, I can be mochel and say you can be mazik me for the rest of my life. That's not a valid mechila. But over here, it's not real hezek. We just call it hezek. It's really that you owe me to be a good neighbor. So if I'm mochel, then I'm mochel. It's really just you owe me a wall. It's not real hezek. You just owe me a wall. So I'm mochel, I'm mochel. I'm reluctant to accept this because it doesn't match so well with the lashon of the rush in Simon Hey. In Simon Hey, the rush says, it's enough just to solve the hezek. Okay. He says that he compares it to regular hezek. What does he say in Simon Hey, which we had on the board last time? He says that some people say that you have to build community medina. You can't just build a wall on your own side of whatever you want. But I don't think that's true because once you're not mazmi, you're not mazmi. What more can I ask for? So he makes it sound like it's really dim real hezek. He says, you don't have to chip in to build a strong wall with me that'll last a long time. He says, when it comes to hezek, as long as you're not mazmi now, I have no right to demand that you not be mazmi later. So I thought maybe Rav Elchanan had a good shot in the rush. Says Rav Elchanan, he says a different shot in the rush. He says, there's not necessarily enough to mean of the chakira for the first word last time. He says, we know that when it comes to a tnai, I give somebody, my wife a get, I'll tnai or something. I can be mochel that tnai. Why is that? So he quotes, he analyzes the machlokes Rishonim, what the tamadavar, some people say, because like, let's say I say to my wife that you're mekudeshes, mekureshes, whatever it may be, you know, I'm selling you this, I'll manas that you give me, you know, $1,000. So I can be mochel. So one shot is, why can I be mochel? Because I meant, I'll manas you give me $1,000 if I still want it. But it was built into the tnai that you only have to give me $1,000 if I still want it. But he says, no, that's not Shah the Rush. The Rush says you can't be mochel, it's not unless it's about giving money. Says the Rush, because he has this rule called Ke'ilu Iskabalti. When I say I'm mochel, you're giving me money, what I'm saying is as if you already gave it to me. Basically, when I say I'm mochel, you're giving me the money, I'm saying it's as if you gave it to me and I give it back to you. Afukim itarz alone. Why do we hate mochel? After all, really, if Moshe owes me money, I could just say, you know what? Here's, you owe me $100, here's $100, give it back to me, we're even. So I'm just skipping the middleman and saying we're even. But it's as if you paid. So he says, that's Pshat in the Rush. Why is Pshat in the Rush that Bechila works? Not necessarily because it depends on this Akira. But he says Pshat in the Rush is what's called the Shita of Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. Meaning, when I say I'm mochel you, you don't have to pay, how much does the wall cost? The wall in our Minigam Dina costs 1,000 shekel. Say I'm mochel you. What that means is, it's as if you already gave me 500 shekel. I'm mochel you. I'm considering as if you paid me 500 shekel. Now we understand why that mechila lasts forever. Because even though you have no right to be mazik me, you're not being mazik me. If you gave me the 500 shekel, I should use it to build a wall. And if you already paid enough for a wall, then you're not being mazik me. It's as if you gave me 500 shekel. If I embezzled that 500 shekel and don't use it to build a wall, that's my own fault. It's not your fault. So if you say ke'ilus gabaldi, it's as if he paid, then regardless of the longness of why you have to build a wall, if it's if you paid, everyone admits, if I pay the 500 shekel, if I give you the 500 shekel for the wall, you can't sue me and say, hey, how come you're not building a wall? I say, what do you mean? You're holding 500 shekel. Don't build a wall of it. Okay, that's two ways of understanding this part of the Rush. Again, the Rush says, now we've at least, we're going to come back to the details, but at least mention all the cases where you might not have to build a wall, Mina, Chazaka, and Chila, the way the Rush says, Mechila doesn't work because it's not, it's really just a hope to build a wall. Maybe he means because really neighborly relations is not about hezek. It's a hope of a wall, it's not really hezek. Or even if it is hezek, it means, well, if it's hezek, once it turns into a hope to build a wall, and a mochel, it's as if you gave me the money. Once you gave me the money, I can't sue you anymore because I should build a wall, not you. You're right, you have to bet hezek, but I'm the one who has to build a wall because it's as if I received $500 from you. Okay, that is just Hashlama for last time. Now I want to, even though we'll come back to some of the things in the Mishnah, because in the Gemara, we'll come back to everything in the Mishnah, I want to go on to a strange tangent here, after a verse of Dovah.
How does the Rosh fit this Rosh with the Rosh who says that you don't even get the male idea to not go to the
woman? Then that's not acceptable. So the simple shot is that, most Rishonim who say the minhag is not the one's unacceptable, I think is because he thinks that's an illogical minhag. Like the Tosos says, "Da beizam ben aleph." Let me read it. Mochiach mikan Rabbi Yotam diish ben hagim she'in lis mochaleina. Afila heifetzan hakol keminhag amadina. There's some in hagim not because of special reasons, just because they're not logical. There's some in hagim that are illogical. You assume most people would not really want this. You assume it's only a bunch of weirdos who did this minhag is not binding. So I think that's the Rush would say. They just say, because it might be an illogical minhag. Half near the least night. Okay, let's go to the Gemara Rebo site. Let's open up our Gemaras. Svarua by Mechitza Gluda. The big machlokas in the Gemara is, what does the word Mechitza mean? Does the word Mechitza mean wall, or does the word Mechitza mean division? Okay, some of the Rishonim point out that obvious that mechitza means wall. In Kol Tarkula, mechitza means wall. As a matter of fact, there's no strong, there's no exact machor that mechitza means division. Really, the two stadim are that on the one hand, maybe mechitza means wall, and then as we'll see, that means, which is a pshat of mechitza, hezek rialosh mehezek. On the other hand, maybe mechitza means division, and that means hezek rialosh mehezek, which there are 100 proofs for in the Shnayis and Brises. So basically, there are two possibilities: are interpret the word mechitza normally, and be against 100 Mishnayos Brisos, very dafuk, misvara, interpret the word normally, dafuk, misvara, or interpret the word dafuk, and be nicha, misvara. So the first option, interpret the word normally. My mechitza guda, to this non mechitza keren, which obviously means a wall. Okay, the Rishonim asks, why do we have to have to mechitza keren? Like, there's 100 Mishnayos and Brisos that use the word mechitza all over it. Like, anyone who learned Shas for even like 1 year knows the word mechitza. Even if you didn't learn Shas, you know the word mechitza as well. So you could just say, I don't know, they randomly picked something. The Ramban here says, they decided to pick something that was chavid to them. And this is chavid for them because it's brought in to prove Dina de Garmi in Baba Kama, and Dina de Garmi is a big important fish. Okay, but for whatever reason, mechitza kerem shenifza omer lo gedor, chazra benifza omer lo gedor. If the wall in a kerem, a fence, I would say, breaks, you tell him to rebuild it. If it breaks again, you tell him to rebuild it again. Why is there a wall in the kerem? Because it's between the kerem and the zrayim or the tua, right? Basically, I have a vineyard next to your field of wheat, and if the vineyard, the grapes are next to the wheat, that's by a kerem, and it's aser. So if you put a wall between them, then it is water. So if the wall breaks, then it becomes us, it becomes flying. So you tell me to build it. And if it falls down again, you tell me it's Yashan or Lugagra. If I give up and don't build it, I mean, as long as I'm trying to build it, I'm okay. But if I decide I give up, I'm not going to build it. Even if not because I'm a Russian Marusha and a lot of Machas, I'm just lazy and I say, I'm too lazy to build it. Then Harize Kidesh, it becomes like Russian Basak and Tikdash and Zerah become Asr Ba'na'ah. The chayiv achriyuso, and I'm chayiv to pay for not building it. Meaning, the owner of the vineyard, Bechora, is chayiv to pay the owner of the wheat for. Did you get the word?
Check out
to it. It's chayiv to pay the owner of the wheat for making his wheat usher behanda, and that's why the Gemara and Baba Kama use this to prove the idea of tina digarmi, that when you cause damage, you're chayiv to pay. Because. Here, he just indirectly caused damage. He didn't actually do anything to your wheat. He just didn't build the fence, and he's still chayiv to pay. Yeah.
Is there an assumption you can also just cut back the kerem dalamos?
Yes, you could also just cut back the kerem dalamos, but the assumption is the person wouldn't want to cut back his kerem. That's his parnasa. He wanted to build the wall. But yes, you could always just distance the kerem from the zrayim, if you so desired. Okay. Now, there's a number of issues that come up here. Many. I mean, really, half of Shas comes up in this little brisa. Half of Shas comes up, but we'll briefly touch on some things. The first question that Tosas to ask for Omer deals with a few questions. First question it deals with is Omer Lo. Omer Lo is Lashon Yachid or Lashon Rab? Is Lashon Yachid, right? So who do we tell? Who do we tell?
Really care.
Says Rashi Labala Kerem. Why do we tell the Baal HaKerem and not the Baal HaZrayim? Like, Klai is a two-way street. Why is it one guy's fault more than the other guy's fault? So, what does Tosfos say? Why is it the Baal HaKerem's fault? Why is it the Baal HaKerem's fault? So, first of all, does everyone agree it's the Baal HaKerem's fault? Does everyone agree that Lo Lashon Yachid is the Baal HaKerem?
No.
No, who doesn't agree?
You got the Mishnah. The Ramah, it could be mutual.
Yes.
The Miyu.
Before we get to that, right? If you look in Meiri here, the Meiri Kedarka Bakodesh, right? This is like a classic Meiri. It's a very short Meiri. It's a very short Meiri here. And it's, printed it however you want. But right now I see like six lines, and he has like four different opinions there. Kedarka Bakodesh, some of which we can identify who they are, some of which we can't. If you look in the Meiri here, what is his last of the four opinions? V'yish Meforshim, I haven't been able to figure out who that is. Shilashneim over the lake door. So really, the Lashon Yachid is a red herring. You tell, what is it, over the door? You tell each of them to build a fence. After all, both of them fall equally. So you tell them both to build a fence, but you tell them individually. They're not standing together. They each have an individual chiyuv to build a fence. And what is who's chayav for you? So the answer is, whoever is not willing to build a fence is kind of bachrisa. What does it mean? Again, it's a little dach muscle low. It means like basically they have to chip in for a fence. Just like Hezekiah, they have to chip in for a fence. So you tell him, tell each of them to build a fence, and it's Yashen and Logodra. If one of them decides not to do his share, one of them says, I'm ready to build my half. I'm showing up, I came, I'm ready to build my half. You know, I came with my, I don't know, with my bricks and my mortar and trowel, or, you know, with my checkbook, and I'm willing to build my half. And the other guy says, nah, I just give up, I'm not going to do it. Whoever is not willing to participate is hyped about you. So you see how that's a little dark, because it sounds like you're about one guy, not about both. It sounds like one guy has to build a fence, not Alam Asari, Komachai, but you. So, but that is the Meiri. Why Davka, the Baal HaKerem, says the Meiri in his fourth opinion, he says, he denies the premise. Lav Davka. It's really on both of them. And Chayim Bachriyuso is, now again, if they both refuse, how can Chayim Bachriyuso let them both reap what they sowed? Pun not intended. But the point is, if one of them is willing to build a fence and the other one is not, he's Chayim Bachriyuso. Okay. It's a little unwieldy. That's the fourth shot of the meeting. However, on the one hand, we want to keep the Lashon Yachid and not necessarily get into the Chachmas fourth shot, but yet we don't know why we should discriminate. We don't know why we should discriminate between them. So in his second shot, he says, what the Shidu Gebeses in Bava Kama quotes the Mil in the Aparma. What do the Rabbi Yonasan Milunil, right? That's the Rabbi Yonasan in the Shidu Gebeses. And the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is not found in the Yad Ramah here. It means the Yad Ramah Baba Kama. The Tal Shidu Gebetzin. Tal Ashkenazi have Yad Ramah Baba Kama. He quotes all the important parts. We don't have Yad Ramah Baba Kama. And that's quoted in the Meiri as his second opinion, if I'm counting right. What does he say? He says, theoretically on both of them. Theoretically, it might be on both of them. But in this particular, he tempts, he makes up an Okimta that it's only on one of them. What's his okimta that makes it on one of them? Right, like we said. What's the case? Now, you know, I'm not much of a farmer. Anyone here more of a farmer than me? You know? So I would assume that, you know, you could probably identify many months during the year when there is wheat growing in the field, but there's no grapes growing on the vines.
The winter.
Right? All winter long, right? All winter long.
They cut back the vines sometimes.
I mean, they only grow, right, they only grow in a certain season. I don't know exactly when, but all winter long, there's wheat in the field, and there's no grapes on the vine. There are different seasons. So they make an okimta. It's the season when there's wheat, but there's no grapes on the, but there's no grapes on the vine. And they say, look, Pentik Dash Hamaleah has Zerah Asher Tizra. The Zerah become Asranah, Utvuas HaKerem. The Tvuas HaKerem becomes Asranah, not the Kerem itself. Only the Tvuas HaKerem, right? There's a fundamental difference between wheat and grapes. And that wheat, like you sort of plant the food every year, right? The Shemitah year, not the wheat. We don't have to sort of wheat much, but different vegetables and fruits, right? You plant the wheat every year, that's Maleah Zerah Asher Tizra. The Tvuas HaKerem means what grows on the Kerem. The Kerem itself is something that lasts 50 years. You know, that's not what we're talking about. That's not something that grows. That's, I mean, technically it grows, but we view it as something that just exists. So it's the grapes that become Asur and the wheat. So obviously the Kerem is planted, and obviously the wheat is planted. Otherwise there would be no Kalayim. So we know there's wheat. We know there's vines, but it could be there's no grapes. Can't say there's no wheat. Then it wouldn't be Kalayim. It has to be wheat. But it could be there's no grapes. Because you can have vines without grapes. You can't have wheat stalks without wheat. Okay, so he says there's no grapes. If so, what? Then the wheat is going to become usher, but the grapes are not going to become usher, because there are no grapes. Vines can't become usher. The isser klein is not foul on wheat, only foul on pews. And what's the rule? Whose responsibility is it? Is the responsibility of me to build a wall you're not mazik me? or you to build a wall that you're not mazik. Is it the nizak or the mazik's responsibility? The answer is the mazik's responsibility. Right? Exactly why. Same. But the assumption is the mazik's responsibility. So they say yes. Theoretically, it's on both of them not to be mazik. Theoretically, they both have to not be mazik, but they make an okimta. The okimta is there's no grapes. But the okimta is that there's no grapes, or technically, you can have grapes, but they're so little that they don't count as grapes yet, right? And that's the, says the B'nil, that there are pam harbi yishvashana she'in anovim bagefen, right? There's no grapes. Or even says that if there are grapes, but they're not even shlish, then still, so really they should both have to build. But if there's no grapes, or as the Yad Ramah says, lo naso adam can pull halavan, even if there are grapes, but they're too small to be considered a halos of a fruit. No grapes or small grapes, you don't have to get into that. And therefore, the Baal Zra'im is not mazik, the Kerem. The Baal Kerem is mazik, the Zra'im. And therefore, only the Baal Kerem has to build. Because he's the only one in mazik, the other guy isn't. It depends what time of the year. In some times of the year, they both have to build. But make it okay if that's time of the year, only one of them has to build. Okay, that could be. That's quite possible. Anyone have any other theories why we blame the Baal Kerem? Maybe more fundamentally blame the Baal Kerem? Right, basically, the fourth day in the strange day, here he says, it's both theories' responsibility. The real I'm not saying, in some seasons, both theories' responsibility. In some seasons, it works out technically that it's only responsibility of the Baal Kerem.
It seems like the Ramah says that it's going to be involved in the rules of the Nezek, to be involved in the rules of the Nesser, and since the Baal Kerem is
why is the Baal Kerem the Kayim of the Kalayim?
It's his fruits that moved into the Sunday rather than the Sunday.
Correct. And that is very similar, I think, to what the Tosus Rid quotes in the name of the Reed. Right? What does Tosus Rid say? Kotsav Rabbi Yisus Zukal. At least the main point. Masha Anu Machayim Baal Kerem Ligdor Yosu Baal Tzvua Mishum the Iser Ba Mach like a fundamental Mach Tzvayim. Like very similar.
It's very physical.
The physically, the Gefanim travel more than the Zrayim. Meaning, why you need to separate the Gefanim from the Zrayim? Meaning, we're not talking about planting and removing your mamash. It's not a case where a guy just mixed all the seeds and planted them. No, there's this side of the line and that side of the line. Why do you need a fence? Why isn't it enough there are two sides of the line? Because the Gefanim, their roots, I mean, you know, have tree roots versus wheat roots. Which direction does the root of a wheat stalk go? Straight down. Which direction does the root of a tree go? All over, right? So therefore, it's the Gefanim that encroach on the wheat and not vice versa. And that's very similar to what the Ramban says. As Yoni points out, said Yoni, since there's an Isser here, who am I kind of climbing the Kerem? The one doing the Isser is the Baal Kerem, Shabal the Tchumo Shel Chaveiro, because he's going into the Tchum, he's crossing the line. Okay, the Ramban doesn't explain exactly what it means, but I think it means something similar to this, and this is similar to what the Meiri says in his in his first daya. What does the Meiri say in his first daya? He says, they take root and they grow a lot of branches. He mentions the roots and the branches, but it sounds like it's the branches also. After all, the wheat goes straight down and straight up. Trees, they grow branches to the side. So you could say it's physical. Who says this? The Ramban, although he doesn't specify so much. And the Rid, the Shem Ri, and the Meiri, in his first opinion, say it is physical. Physical, the Geffen, if this is what the Ramban means, is the Geffen goes into the other border. I think he also means something physical. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's not what I think that he's saying more fundamentally different from the other Rishonim, in the sense that he says, this is something I noticed. He said, Kivan Shiyesh is the Dabar, since it's not just not messing.
Right, because
if you say Al Hanizak, according to my opinion.
Yes.
Then.
Yes. Correct. Okay, but to answer this question, you're correct. And we'll point that out. But he has to add this. Why he has to add this, I'll mention in a second. And I don't think he has to add this in order to answer this question. I think he has to add this for a different reason. Which, okay, I haven't said it. He said physical, but basically the grapevines, the vines, what's the word I'm looking for? They physically encroach on the wheat, and clearly not vice versa. No one thinks wheat is going to move sideways while vines move sideways. So physically, it's my fault more than his fault. Why did the Ramban mention? Okay, let's hold that thought for a second. Any other shots in here? Right, we're missing.
Can you make the camera a little clearer?
Can I? Okay. Yeah. Trying my best. Okay. Then I need to go like that. Okay. The Meiri has a second shot, right? Well, no, third shot, right? What's the Meiri's third shot? I don't know who says this. He says it's not physical, but it is sociological. Sociologically, one guy is encroaching upon the other. What do we mean by that? What? Astam Sadeh. Now again, I have no idea if this is true, where it's true, when it's true. You know, I'm going to grant if it's true. Like, is this only Yom in some places? Because I don't know. Where I live, Astam Sadeh is for grapevines, and I've never seen anyone plant wheat. But, okay, I'm going to grant him his assumption. A stam sada, if you open the chumash, it's not clear to you what a stam sada is for. Like, clearly, stam sada is not for watermelons. But it's everything's dug up to Rosh Vietzar, right? So I don't know what a stam sada is, but it's dug up to Rosh Vietzar. You want to be a Tita Taylor, that's your business. I'm not sure you're right. I understand. You can't live without wheat, you can live without wine. But in any case, he says Astam Sada is for wheat. Therefore, whoever decides to plant a vineyard instead of wheat, maybe we could draw smach from Parshas Noach, when Rashi says Hayulo Lasso Tia Acheres, right? Instead of Ayita Kar, we should have planted something more mundane. Less intoxicating. In any case, he says Astam Sada. We'll pretend you didn't say that. The Stam Sada is only the Zrei, meaning he is not physically encroaching, but sociologically encroaching. He is using a non-standard use, therefore it's his fault. If it was all grain, there'd be no blight. It's all grain. The fact that he decided to plant a different man, right, he says it's sociologically encroaching. I don't know if sociologically is the word. It's more about business than about society, but he is sociologically encroaching. The Baal Kerem is sociologically encroaching. Okay, how come no one told me what Tosa says?
You didn't ask for it.
Okay, what does Tosa say? Many of you shown him agree with Tosos. What does Tosa say?
The Machresha should be.
He says that the din of the Machresha, what does that mean? When, you know what plowing is, right? When I plant wheat, I plow while the wheat is growing or before it plants? Beforehand, if I plow while the wheat is growing, I kill all the wheat. Right? I plow, and where do I plow? I plow where I'm going to plant the wheat. Meaning, I plow this place, and I plant wheat in this place. When I grow grapevines, again, I'm not a farmer, I don't know anything, all I know is what I know from Shas, but it's clear in Shas that, right, that you have to, this is a Sefer in the other Dioma right now, you have to plow around your trees, right? You have to plow around your trees. Avoda Sakara. Okay, you also have to plow around your trees. Somehow that Otherwise, they're not healthy whenever you have to dig up the dirt. You also have to bring wagons to collect the stuff from your trees, etc. Meaning, a field of wheat, you don't need any space besides where the wheat is. You plow, you plant the wheat, then you harvest by just standing where the wheat is. And then you just step on all the, if you harvest it, you just step there. When you have a grapevine or any other field of trees, you can't step on the trees. You have to work around the trees. And you have to plow and do other things. Therefore, you need empty space because the Baal Zroim is not going to have to bring heavy equipment, not going to have to bring a tractor next to his Zroim, but the Baal Kerem is going to have to bring a tractor next to his Kerem. And therefore, we know that we see later on, right, Tosos quotes in the second parak about all the other that deals between Shchenim. When you plant a tree next to your friend's field, you have to be marfik arba amos. Why? Says the Bryson, because you are going to bring the heavy equipment and you are going to trespass on his field and break things in his field. The guy with the wheat doesn't need to be marfik. The guy with the forget about playing. The guy with the grapevines need to be marfik, so why wouldn't this guy marfik? Because I had getter mintayim. If there's a fence, you don't be marfik. Because if there's a fence, you're obviously not going to bring your tractor over to his field. Because there's a fence. What are you going to do? We'll figure something out. Okay, so says Tosnos, why did the Baal Kerem's fault and not the Baal? Why is the Baal Kerem's fault and not the Baal Zoram's fault? Because forgetting that client. The Baal Kerem is a chiyav of a chaka or geder and daf chavav because of damage of bringing his plow and his equipment. And the Baal Zroim has no chiyav because he doesn't bring any equipment next to his Zroim. Okay, that's what he says. He says, because memela chayav leharchit o livnos geder, not that he has to build a fence. He just has to be marchi dalet amos. But if he doesn't want to be marked alams, he has to build a fence. Mishum avodas hakerem. Having that, even without help as client, if there'd be no sort of client, he'd have to be marked. And therefore, obviously, it's his fault, not the other guy's fault, because even without help as client, he has a chiyuv.
So what? So Louis here, he would decide actually to not do any of this. Avodas again, it wouldn't be quite the pay the guy, because he hasn't done it. So just because he's higher Mishum, if you were to work at the land, so why does that make me chayav?
Okay, good question. Just because he's hired for a different reason, why does that mean that he has to pay for client? Meaning, Mela, I understand. And if he brings his plow and uproots that other guy's wheat, he has to pay for that. If he brings his donkey and steps on the guy's wheat, he has to pay for that. That's posh. If he steps on the guy's wheat, he has to pay for it. But Ma'inya and Shmita is a harsina, as it were. Nobody says, so why is he then chayav? So, for a client is a good question. The truth is, they have to deal with these questions at tremendous length. Yes?
I think maybe an answer is that maybe what Tosfot and I would say the Yad Ramah are looking for is some way to be Machria, who is responsible. So, Tosfot is mentioning the fact that, anyways, they have a on the bottom here for the Yad Ramah is saying that even if you hire. Like, for other things, like if a robber gets in through a broken fence when you don't fix fence. Meaning, what we're trying to find here is a machria. Now, I think you're right that it doesn't seem fundamentally related.
So Yoni quotes the Yad Ramah here, right? What does the Yad Ramah say? That if I have to build a fence for a different reason, right? Says the Yad Ramah here, right? If I have to build a fence, let's say, for our reason, right? What does he say? Sorry, Shema Mina, demand of Mechai Lemigdor, being a Mechavir of Logotar, Asu Ganbe, Gung Limited, there, Hadeder, Chai Lishnele. Right? Even if I don't build a fence and thieves come in and steal things, I have to pay. Meaning, even though I had to do something for reason X, if I don't do it, I have a fee of Garmi that are his Gore, even if damage happened because of reason Y. Right? Meaning, once I don't do what I'm Chai to do, I'm responsible for all results that come out. That is what the Yad Ramah is saying. Right? That's what the Yad Ramah is saying. Maybe the Chora, that's what Tosus means. That's a big finish, right? That's a big finish. That even, it's not, don't be saying, I'm a lump. Usually I like to think that, No, there's like Betoris X, Betoris Y, etc. If I'm Chai, Betoris one thing, why does that affect Betoris something else? The answer might be, why does that affect Betoris something else? And the answer might be, now what's funny is that, let me just point out, the Yad Ramah is not Tosfos here. Okay, I mean, he doesn't say the same shot of Tosfos, but he might end up having the same shita. That's why, you know, basically, you know, some of the Achronim want to say, you know why the Yad Ramah says I'm chayiv for the Gneiva and the Rosh says I am not? Because the Yad Ramah is like Tosfos, which proves that even if I'm chayiv for to build a fence for one reason, I now have to pay for all reasons that come out of that fence. And the Rosh is not like Tosfos. He says my chiyuv was because of fire. Okay, doesn't work so well because the Yad Ramah holds the chiyuv was because of fire. It's not like Tosfos. But in this respect, he is. Let's just back that for a second. Question to Tosfos. Just because I'm chiyuv for reason X, why does that, just as I have to build a fence like I'm chiyuv for reason X, why does it make me the Eved chiyuv to pay for damage that comes from reason Y? Dovi asks. So I can think of one of two answers, right? Right? So why am I? It's not me. Why did you think from? It's he. Chiyuv to pay for the Isser Klayim. After all, he didn't have to build a fence because of the Isser Klayim. So you have two options. One option is like, right, you have to say, Tosfos, again, Tosfos and the Yad Ramah don't have the same shot in Arsugya, but they could have the same shot in Tosfos Gani. Right? You could say Tosfos Sagri, like the Ramah, against the Rush, when it comes to Hilchas Garmi. Right? Garmi, indirect Kezik. Maybe you could say Tosfos holds like the Yad Ramah against the Rush, when it comes to the halachos of Garmi, what does that mean? That even if, okay, maybe this is why the Rush, or at least let's say the Ramah, the Rush can have many reasons why he objects, right? He holds like the Ramah, the Inyan, Garmi, and what's the sheet of the Ramah? Even if I'm chayav to build for one reason, and I don't do it, I'm responsible for all damage that happens, even for other reasons. That's a tremendous finish to the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says it right here. We can deduce from here. I'll read it to you again. Shama mishma mina demand have mechayv lemigdor beinu bechavir v'lo gadar. Someone who's obligated to the fence and didn't. Asu ganve begun v'lei midi derech together and ganov and come and steal something. Chayev l'shlumile. V'chein v'kol man de garen l'afsudo v'mor l'chavir ki again. Like was anyone quotes the hefse this way. Avigav v'lo gadar v'maisim though he didn't. They're maisim, they're master, even they're master. Now the truth is, I don't know, maybe I went too far. It's not 100%. The truth is maybe I went too far. I'm not sure if the Ramah necessarily means this. Does the Ramah mean if I'm chayiv to build a fence because of Kalayim, I'm chayiv for Gneiva? Maybe only if I'm chayiv to build a fence because of Gneiva, I'm chayiv for Gneiva. When would I be chayiv to build a fence because of Gneiva? Not in any of our sugyas, but if I broke someone's fence, or the sugyas later on, right? By the time we get to the next Mishnah, Hamakis Havero Misholosh Rukosa Vigadar, okay, that's. As that's not exactly the same, but okay, it's not clear. Like, do we ever find that you're chayv to build a fence to the Neva?
But if he didn't build it,
right? But maybe it does sound this way from the Ramah. Yeah.
What's so crazy to me about the Ramah is that if instead of building fixing the fence, you decide to come back to repair the Alarama, then the Ganav could have gone through the broken fence either way, and just as easily. Meaning your taking responsibility for the Kilayim could be completely independent from the fence.
I hear the Taya. Okay, let me take this back one second. What is Tosfos saying here? One way of defending Tosos would be a big finish, and maybe that's the Ramah. Unless you want to say he means when you're capable defense for Ganavim. And he's talking about a totally different case than our Sugya, which is a little funny because we do find when you're capable to pay someone else who built defense for Ganavim. We don't really find so much about Basra, you're capable of defense for Ganavim. But Tosos holds, it's a Kiddush, let's say like this. It's a Kiddush, the Hilchos Garmi. The Kiddush is that even if I'm high person for one reason, I'm responsible for all damages that come out of it, even from other reasons. Why? Because I still caused this to happen. You're right, I was only high to defense, so not to ask you because of my Hresha. But when I didn't fulfill my duty of Avodas HaKeren, I caused an Isser Klayim to happen. So I caused the Isser Klayim. I caused the Isser Klayim coincidentally, but I still caused it. Right? So it's a Chiddush in Hilchos Garmi.
Who is he, a Mazik?
That he's a Mazik in Garmi. Right? What's the Chiddush in Hilchos Garmi? That if I'm Chayav to build for one reason, have to pay for all nezek caused, even by another reason. And that's what it sounds like from the Yad Ramah here. Right? What does it sound like from the Yad Ramah? That if I don't build a fence, I'm chayav for Gneva. He doesn't say, in a case where I was supposed to build a fence because of Gneva. Not what it sounds like. It sounds like, even if I was supposed to build a fence for a different reason, right? So that would be a big Kiddush, right? The Kach Mashma from the Ramah here. That would be a big Kiddush, yeah.
That's another question. If this is true, then why on front of love do we not just say that the Yahweh is because of the Kiddush? No.
Two reasons. Number one, the simple reason, but enough of what we're not only talking about this wound in the next field. There could be somebody else in the next field, like apples, that are not flying. But I think there's a different way to explain Tosos not being so radical. What's the other way to explain Tosos not being so radical? Which is that, really, I'm chayiv to build a fence because of Klayim also. The only thing is, I'm chayiv to build a fence because of Klayim, and you're chayiv to build a fence because of Klayim. So, it's even. We don't know who's more chayiv and who is less chayiv. But once I'm chayiv to build a fence because of Avodas HaKeren, then maybe what happens? I'm always chayiv to build a fence because of Klayim. That's just outweighed your chayiv to build a fence because of Klayim. Right? Because it's a stalemate. We don't know who should get rid of the Klayim. There's of course the chayiv to get rid of, to not have Klayim. But we don't know who to blame. Once I have to build a fence for a different reason than you say me, look, if you have to build a fence for the other reason, then it's also your responsibility to remove the client. Like, it can't be my responsibility to take care of the client, because that's a stalemate, and you're responsible for this anyway. What I'm saying is that maybe what Tosus means is that, number two, that, no, it's a chiddush in Nizkei Shechinim. It's a chiddush in Nizkei Shechinim. What's his chiddush? Is that, since Klayim, and if you look at Tosos, what does Tosos think? He thinks it's not just the time Klayim is a stalemate. Klayim is not a delay, which we'll define in a moment, or semi. The Klayim, it's not clear whether the Mazik has to defend himself or the Mizik has to defend himself. Do I have to stop not be Mazik in Klayim, or do you have to not be Mazik yourself in Klayim? Since Klayim is a stalemate. Whether, technically, what is supposed to say? Al hamazik laharchit, al hanizak laharchit. That's called the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't know, does the mazik have to be marchit versus the nizik? The mazik has to prevent it, the nizik has to prevent it. Everyone's equal. Since Klayim is a stalemate, and Avodas HaKeren requires the Baal Keren to build, then already the Baal Kerem also has the ability to supply it. Because really, there is a Hagmin and Shigok to supply it. He's just tied with the other guy. It's not that there's no Hagmin and Shigok to supply it. He's just tied with the other guy. Claim is a stalemate. Once he's tied with the milk to the Baal Kerem, then Mela, he also has the ability to supply it. Is also tired to build because of client. What he's saying is that it's not that there's no chiyuv to build to prevent client, and there's only chiyuv to go to Sakharin. No, it's that there's a tie. There's a stalemate chiyuv of client, and only one way chiyuv to go to Sakharin. Once he's tied for a go to Sakharin, then that breaks the stalemate, then he's also tied to the client. Because theoretically, he was tied to the client. It's just chiyuv was out, not outweighed, but counterbalanced by the other guy's key. So Dovi, you have to say one or two things. You know, he had been helped with Garmi, that even if I have to do something to Taurus X, if I don't do it, I'm chayav for all damage caused even to Taurus Y. Meaning I'm chayav for any results of my action or inaction, even if they have nothing to do with why I'm supposed to do it, which is a big finish, right? And you have to see how far to take that. I mean, I wouldn't say if I have to do something to the Shabbos that I'm chayav for all effects of it. In Dine Mominos, but I guess within Dine Mominos, you know, once I do something wrong, I'm chayav for all results of that wrongdoing. That's a big finish of Garmi, it's an expansion of Garmi, which can make sense. And maybe the whole point of Garmi is that even anything I indirectly cause, I'm chayav for, then even if I indirectly cause it coincidentally, and it wasn't really my problem in the first place, but on my side, you indirectly cause it. Or you could say it's a chizik in Chiddush and Iskishkenim. It's not that there's a tour of preventing client. That there's a stalemate of preventing client. But once I'm chayav to the motor sakara, that breaks the stalemate, and I'm also chayav mishum client. It's not a tour, it's a stalemate. Let's just write this a little better. It's a stalemate, not a tour. And what happens if you have a stalemate, an exact tie? And there's something else that's machria, then I become chayav for client also. And then it's not such a big kiddush. Okay, I would, you know, Dharma sounds like the first kiddush, but in Tosos, you don't have to go so far, you can say the second kiddush. Tosos also, I'll just point out, I'm not going to dwell on this now, although at one point we will glean at her. Tosos is also bothered by something else, which Yoni pointed out earlier, which is, there's something called, there's a machlokas chacham Rabbi Yosi. This is the main sugya in the second paragraph. Machlokas chacham Rabbi Yosi. Who has to be marked? Right? Here, I'm not going to say anything. Just summarize the second paragraph for you. The chachamim say, al hamazik leharachit. What? The Rabbi Chacham say, al hamazik leharachit. Says Rabbi Yosi, it depends. In a regular case, al hanizak laharchik, or it could be just a stalemate, in a case called gire delay means his arrows, a more direct hezek, then al hamazik laharchik. But in a stam case in this kishvenen, you have to defend yourself. I don't have to prevent myself from damaging. That's a shita Rabbi Yosi, and the Gemara clearly passes for Rabbi Yosi. We pass on like Rabbi Yosi. So everyone asks, hold on, if we pass on like Rabbi Yosi, why am I kind of to build a fence to prevent myself from damaging you? You should be hired to defend yourself. Like, why do I have to pay? It's not my fault for damaging you, it's your fault for getting damaged. It's a reasonable question, meaning according to Rabbi Yosi, if Shechinim, again, I don't mean this is Shechinim, I sit in my yard and shoot a gun at you. No, I mean, I do my normal life, and you do your normal life. It happens to be that interferes with each other. You have a pit, and I have a tree, and the tree interferes with a pit. You have bees, and I have mustard, and the mustard interferes with the bees, and all the other weird examples. Not weird, just examples that are not common in everyday life nowadays. Okay, so that each one should be hired to defend himself. Meaning, that is everyone's fault for not defending themselves. So, and there are a few answers. The Rishonim Tosfos, this is one of the reasons Tosfos Avodas HaKerem. It says, Avodas HaKerem is giri delay, is direct damage. What is Avodas HaKerem? You're right, client is just indirect damage. But avodas hakerem is direct damage. Why? Because if I bring my plow onto your field, I'm directly destroying your... So here's the question is, why are you chayav according to Rabbi Yossi, who we paskin like? And one answer is, says Tosfos, because, and this is explicitly earlier, Avodas HaKeren is Direi Delay. Right? The Archaka of Avodas HaKeren is Direi Delay. You really only Chayv L'Harkin because of Avodas HaKeren. Once you're Chayv L'Harkin because of Avodas HaKeren, then you're also Chayv Pay for Client, one of these two Svaras. Right? The Ramban gave a bunch of other answers. That's what Yoni say. It says Ramban, you're Chayv to avoid an Isser. Meaning, forget what you're saying, the Chacham, everyone reads you get to an Isser. Rome client is not only a Hezek, it's also an Isser, right? Well, this is our Kamacha client. You're chayav to avoid an Isser, and that is nothing to do with the Chacham. The Ramban, in the name of Acherim, said that in Achanami, the Brisa is the Loker of Yossi. You're right, we don't hold like this Brisa. This Brisa is against Rabbi Yossi. And the Rashba says something very machodish. Said the Rashba, he says, even according to Rabbi Yossi, he says, Hachanami Gire Nen, who Tfeini Gire, Shab Erbav Gafanav, Shabas Arbim, Tvos Cholzeo, Shanes Ratzkua. The mixing of the Gafanin is Gire Delay. So, this, what does it mean? Meaning, his Gafanin, this sounds a little like, this there, the Gafanin, he doesn't say that word, the Gafanin mixing with the Tfuah, why does he feel from the Gafanin? He says like arrows after all, because the Gafanin, they go out and they hit the Tfuah, right? So I think that's what he means. What does he say? He says the Erb of Gafanin, Shabbos Arbim, Tvosu Shalzeh, Shinesra, Tfuah, the Erb of Gafanin is considered Giray Delay. Okay, so we have four answers. We're not going to focus on this, but we have four answers too. According to Yossi, why is it my responsibility not to be Mazik? Why is it your responsibility to defend myself? Why do I have to pay for being Mazik? Why do you have to lose for not defending yourself? Either the price is not like Yossi, or I have to build it because it's an Isser problem. And Yossi can't be Master Isser. Or because I'm going to take care of Giray Delay, or Client is Giray Delay. This client is not just some abstract thing that happens. Client is about the it's an abstract thing that happens, it's hard to call it beauty delay. Client is about the grapes mixing into the tula. Which again, this brings up an interesting question for you. We'll come back to next time, a much greater length. You know, sort of is this Isser client a sort of theoretical idea that when you have one thing near something else, it just becomes a chalos iser, or is it, no, really that, like, it physically takes over and becomes a new physical thing that physically changes it? He makes it seem like it's some physical change in it that you find and go and mix into the tula. And that causes an iser, and therefore it's giving delay, but we will keep that in mind. Mirif Hashem for next time. Now, I just want to, point out one other thing, which is that maybe I was wrong in that other thing. Taka. So what did the Rush say? I don't know. Okay. There's an interesting machlokas here between the Yad Rama and the Rush that's quoted in the Torah. We don't have this in our Rush. I can't find any Rush in the Torah written by his father. What about, again, causing your friend's animals to be stolen or lost? Right? Says the Yad Rama. The Yad Rama is right here. We know where that is.
Says the Agrama, if you don't build a fence, you're chayav for Geneva. And what's his proof? Arsogya. That if you don't build a fence, you're chayav for Klayim. What did the Rosh say back? Now, the Rosh does not object because of what Dovi would object. He doesn't say, nah, because if you're chayav to build a fence for a different reason, that doesn't make you chayav for Geneva. The Rosh says, look, even if you break the guy's fence, stop to damage his fence, you're still not chayav if this animal gets stolen or lost. He says, even if you break the fence, you're not chayav if the animal is, I don't know what his lashon was, ala behema, right? Is stolen. Let's say, or lost. Right? So the Rosh says, even if I break your fence, I'm not chayav. Is he named Adam? Right? It's like, Rama chayav, I'm not chayav if your animal is stolen. The Rama says, even if I just don't build the fence, I'm chayav if your animal is stolen. Basically, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about how far to take the chiyav garmi. Does the chiyav garmi extend even to something I do or don't do that causes someone else to damage you? Right? Is that part of the chiyav garmi? If I do or don't do something, it then causes something else to happen to you that you lose. Right? It's interesting. The Rosh Kodesh said, not building fences is not a hazard. He does say. He says, don't even break the fences. You have to break the fence. You don't break the animal. So, one thing is sort of the machlok. Because obviously the Ramah has a very expansive definition of garmi. The Ramah says garmi means anything that causes a damage to happen. Right? Anything, there's really machlok is in garmi. Right? Let's review. The Rabbi Meir says, don dina de garmi. He judges indirect nezek. The Chacham don't, but everyone agrees, maybe Pasdin, it's Pashto Bo Kama, that we're done dina de garmi like Rabbi Meir. So he says that chiyuv garmi, he's very expansive. He says the chiyuv garmi applies to any nezek caused. While the Rosh would say, no, chiyuv garmi does not apply to any nezek that is caused. The chiyuv garmi, if I can just perhaps not give too many details, no. The chiyuv garmi doesn't apply to nezek caused later by someone else. No. If I do something and then later someone else does something to you, that's too indirect. That's too indirect. Okay, basically, what's the machlok between the Rosh and the Abrama here? What is the relationship between Garmi and Brahma? What's the relationship between Garmi and Brahma? Brahma means indirect damages. Garmi means indirect damages. So what's the difference? The Rosh would say, like most Alitosos, Brahma is very indirect, and Garmi is slightly indirect. This is very indirect. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what the Rosh would say. He would say Brahma equals very indirect, and Garmi equals in between. Somewhat direct, somewhat indirect. Okay, so the client, that's in between, right? As soon as I made it client just by not building a wall, but I made it client. Over here, I didn't do anything. I just left you open. And then something happened to you. Leaving you open is Brahma. Making something happen indirectly is Garmi. And the Ramah would say, or the Ramah say, here it's not clear. I'm not sure I can prove from the Yad Ramah himself what a shita is, but basically what would the Yad Ramah say? He would say, Brahma means indirect damage, and Garmi means indirect damage.
But isn't Grumman a Zegan Potter? So, I saw in the Stifler, that was in the brackets, he says, he holds like the Rambam and the Riff. It's controversial about the Rambam and the Riff. But the Rambam and the Riff seem to hold that Grumman and Garmi are the same thing. Grumman is Potter if you don't hold like Garmi Meir. Garmi is Chai if you hold like Garmi Meir. They're not two different categories. Grumman is Garmi. We pass in Grumman is Chai. Okay. Could we hold Grumman is Chai? That's the sheet of the Riff, and that's the sheet of the Riff in the Rambam, perhaps. Or I saw one of the other Achronim said he holds that the Shemit Alevi says he holds like Ritzvah. If I'm not mistaken, the Shemit Alevi said he held like Ritzvah. I think he used the word Ritzvah. The Ritzvah is one of the Bali Tosos, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, I think I remember that's what he says. The Ritzvah says Garmi is just common case of indirect damages. That, like, we have to judge. Notice how Rabbi Meir says, don't deem it the Garmi. He judges it the Garmi. Why do you say he's Mechayev Garmi? No. He has to judge it because, like, it's something that needs to be judged because otherwise it'll be bad for society. Things that come up often, like theft and Klayim, those are bad for society. Those come up often and we judge. Grumman means things that almost never happen that are very uncommon. Those you don't bother to judge. That's the Ritzvah. So basically, how could the Ramah say you're Chayev on totally? It doesn't get more indirect than I break a wall and someone else comes and steals. Like, it might have nothing to do with me. I did something, then something totally different happened. So, what's pshat? He's basically saying Garmin is indirect. If Garmin is indirect, then Brahma is indirect. Then what's the relationship between Garmin and Brahma? Then what's the relationship between Garmin and Brahma? Here, I hinted a little. The difference being very direct in between is probably whether it's later or now, or whether it's someone else or me. What are you going to say? Either, says the Stipler, he was Yaakov, says like the Riff. The Riff says there is no Torah Grumma. I know this against everything you're taught in high school. There is no Torah Grumma. Grumma is just Garmi, and we don't paskin. It's only the other one there that says Grumma is Potter. We paskin Grumma is Chayev. Or the Shimon Alevi says, he holds like the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says it's a knas for things that might come up more commonly. But the difference is not direct versus semi-direct versus indirect. Either all indirect hezek is chayiv, there is no Torah Grumma, Riff, according to many Achronim, the verse is unclear, or no, indirect damages Potter if it's very uncommon, and chayiv if it's somewhat common. Because Dina Degarmi was more societal than philosophical, and Rameer just says, yeah, things are indirect. If you let people get away with it, then society will be destroyed. Therefore, things that can happen in normal life, I'll be done. And things that are really weird, I won't be done. Okay, those are the two.
Isn't that like Tosfos by Hezek Shenu Nikar? That, if it's frequent, they do it. If it's not, they just don't make it zero.
It could very well be, yes. Yes, maybe the Ritzvah was even inspired by that. It's quite it's quite possible. It is quite possible. Now, I'll just point out, such as this is immediate. That's the sheet of the Re, if I'm not mistaken, versus the Litman versus only later. That's one possibility. B. There are many other shitas as well, but we will leave this alone for now. I'll just end with one point, which is I see we're not going to get to the good part. No, they're all good parts. To a very nice part later, but we're not going to get to number three, I think. But let's just finish what we're in the middle of. The Yad Ramah said, what's the proof? The proof is this sugya. How does this sugya prove that? What's the Rosh going to say back? Does it say this sugya doesn't prove anything? This sugya is direct. I understand it's semi-direct, right? It's still Garmi. This sugya is semi-direct because I didn't build a wall that made it climb. That's semi-direct. That's not like not building a fence and someone steals it. So here, you can have the question, not how can the Ramah defend himself? We just defended the Ramah. He says you're chayav for all indirect damages, no matter what. Anything you do that's wrong that causes any damage, however indirect, you're chayav for. What about Rama? Either Rama is chayav, the riff, or Rama is chayav when it's a case that can commonly happen, the ritzvah. And Garmi is just Rama in cases that are common. How does the Ramal learn it from our Sugya? When you're also the Echlin Stroy, like, our Sugya seems much more direct. So it could be, yeah.
The Mishnah in Gilayim, when it's describing the case where you wouldn't be tied, wouldn't be tied for Gilayim and the Sugya growing in your field, if you say, oh, I'll come back later, then the way it's supposed to be explained at the beginning of Ben-Abed-Bed is that that is as if you were Rotsa. It's as if you wanted to be there, which makes us think that it's very direct, maybe because of the way the line works, is that this is direct because we understand it. Kilayim has considered that you were Zoreya if you leave it for later.
Okay.
Which means we're defining it.
Okay, good. So that's basically, again, the stipler gives this analysis, and we'll just leave it at that. He says, if you look in the Ramban of Kuntrasti Midgarmi, the Ramban says, why is this considered indirect? After all, if I don't build a fence in front of my ox, and my ox goes and damages your property, I'm chayef. That's not garmi. That's nezek mamish. Yeah. Right? If I don't build a fence and my property damages your property, that's nezek mamish.
Yeah.
So why is this indirect? It's actually very direct. I didn't build a fence and my grapes damaged your wheat. That's like, you know, Shane Varegel or Karen or, you know, Aish or whatever. So he gives two opinions. His first data is because since it's your yeyosh, your rotzon that makes it usher, that makes it more indirect. That's what he quotes from the Ri. Hatsarfasi, Valatosos, okay, in case we didn't know who the Ri was. And then his second answer he brings, which he doesn't like as much, is that
he usually wants it to turn it into garmi.
Garmi. Why is it garmi? It's garmi because it depends on my yeish. Second answer is it's garmi because when I let my fire out, my fire burns your house, Pastor Shalom. When I let my ox out, my ox kills your ox. My grapes don't actually do anything to your wheat. It's just a halos. Yes, sir. What is he saying? My clients sit there and mind their own business. Your tefua sits there and minds their own business. They just make an isser come. Meaning the isser comes through a life of its own, as it were. I didn't cause my grapes didn't damage your wheat. It's indirect because it's just the isser came on its own. No one makes an isser. The isser came on its own. Basically, what are the two days in the Ramban? Is it that my das made the Isser? Or is it that the Isser came on its own, I just stopped? It could be that's the machlokes in the Ramban. The Ramban would say the second day, the Isser came on its own, I just didn't stop it. That's like Ganavim coming on its own, just not stopping it.
And it's like dropping a hammer on someone's head and grabbing it.
No, it is not.
But the Torah says that when the grape grows into the wheat, then that is a halos of kilayim. And God made it that when you drop something on someone's head, you grab it.
Hold on. No, I just didn't build a fence. A hammer is falling, let's say better, a hammer is falling on your head, Pastor Shalom. A hammer is falling, better yet, on your car. Right? And I don't put up a shield. So, I don't put up a shield, right? A hammer is falling on your car, I don't put up a shield. What?
You dropped the hammer.
No, I didn't. What do I mean I dropped the hammer? I didn't drop
the carrot.
What? I planted the carrot when there's a fence. Anyway, kids are okay. Well, I think I want to come back to all these yonim as well as number three. These will all tie into our discussions on base of base. But you see how the Ramban might be viewing it as the Isser comes by itself, I just didn't stop it. In which case it's very similar to the Ganav. It's a good point. While the I planted a vineyard 8 years ago. First of all, maybe you planted your wheat after I planted my vineyard. Keep in mind. You plant wheat every year. I planted a vineyard 8 years ago when there was no wheat. I didn't do anything, you know? The I drop a hammer, and then you see the hammer coming, and you put a valuable vase under the hammer, don't start blaming me. So maybe Abramat says, here is like the Ganavim. I just didn't stop the Isser from happening. While the Rush would say, no, here I made the Isser happen. Why? Because my Das made this Isser. My Das made this Isser. So I didn't just not stop it from happening. I actually made the Isser happen. Okay, what is that fully on? We'll have to come back to the next slide. Mirza Hashem. But if you ask not why do they each have their sheet and garmi, but why if the Rama thinks it's comparable to our sugya and the Rush thinks it isn't, the Rama obviously views our sugya as the Isser was happening and didn't stop it. The Rush obviously views our sugya as I made the Isser happen. Indirectly. Right? Because it's just my data. It's not that I actually put it there. Okay, so we'll have to come back to that. Let's put this on the list of things that we have to then see what underlies that. So we're going to tie all this up in Mirza Hashem on Thursday. But it seems to me the Rama thinks it's comparable because our sugya is me not stopping an Isser, like me not stopping another. And the Rush says, no, our sugya is me doing damage. That's not a good precedent for Ganavim. How did I do damage? My machshava did damage by not building a fence. Okay, what underlies that? As I said, we'll have to come back to Mirza Hashem to a very nice keyword number three. So we'll start with number three next time, and then we'll go on to the sugya of Hezek Shein and Nicker and Eino No Sugar Shein No Shalom. Yes, yep.
Was there not, maybe I misunderstood, was there not saying that the nature of an Isser coming about is that it's made up? The things that I do, it's not that I made the Isser, it's that the